The debate over whether to bring casino gambling to New Hampshire and the eventual rejection of those proposals has become an annual tradition of sorts at the State House. Year after year, lawmakers have shot down bills that would legalize casinos, sometimes by the slimmest of margins. A proposal in 2014 lost in the House by just one vote. But that history isn't stopping State Senator Lou D'Alessandro, a longtime casino proponent. The Manchester Democrat has put forth another proposal which would authorize two casinos in the state. Estimates show they could bring in nearly $195 million for revenue annually in the state, but the bill is slated for a hearing this morning before the Senate Ways and Means Committee. I talked with Senator Lou D'Alessandro yesterday about his latest proposal. Casino bills have typically died in the House, but
yes.
Even the state Senate last year rejected your proposal. Why do you think the outcome will be different this time around?
Well, I think the situation's different in this context. So we now have a situation where Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut all have gaming enterprises, and they're full-blown, and they're taking New Hampshire money, taking a lot of New Hampshire money, and a lot of New Hampshire people are moving in that direction to do what they like to do. It's an option. If they'd like to gamble, they got a place to go. So my impression is, why aren't they doing it in New Hampshire, where for 100 years plus we had horse racing and Rockingham Park? It was a wonderful venue. People gravitated there from all over New England. We've had a history of it. We're the first nation in the United States to have the lottery. 36 other states have followed suit. So why can't we get this passed in New Hampshire now? I can't figure it out, to be honest with you. It's a mystery to me. We have introduced this time after time after time. And I say to those who are in opposition, well, what are you doing? What are you doing to produce revenue? What are you doing to create jobs? What are you doing to give a stimulus to the economy here in the state of New Hampshire?
Can you run through some of the details of this bill? Is there anything different this year from what's been proposed in the past?
Well, every bill's a little different because you try to satisfy a constituency.
But what have you changed this time around?
Well, this bill offers two licenses. They're wide open. Anybody can bid on them. A Category 1 license is $80 million. The Category 2 license is $40 million. The A license is a little bit larger than the B license. So the tax rate is still 35%. Both venues offer table games as well as the slot machine. So both are in play. The distribution formula is a little bit different in that we restore revenue sharing. It's been suspended for a number of bienniums now, and we give back to the communities $25.2 million on an annual basis. I don't know how anybody can be opposed to that.
Well, Senator, this is one of those rare issues where you do see support and opposition on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
Are there possible areas of compromise to bring those sides together that maybe haven't been explored in the past?
Well, there's always areas of compromise. I mean, this bill has been adjusted 19 times in the last 19 years, so we've tried to compromise. You try to compromise as much as you can. The distribution formula has always been a problem, so you compromise on the distribution formula. The fact that if you designate one location, you're going to make certain people rich. So what you do is you open it to a competitive bidding process. You deal with that. The tax rate's not high enough. The tax rate's too low. You try to get the middle ground as far as that's concerned. People complain, well, they won't invest enough money. So you put an investment deal in here. You got to invest $450 million on a Category 1. You got to invest $150 million Category 2, exclusive of the land.
The former site at Rockingham Park in Salem, now out of the picture, and with that property being sold recently and going to be redeveloped now, that has been seen as the most likely site for a casino, most appropriate, I guess, for a lot of people. So does that change the conversation at all? Are there other locations around the state that you're thinking could work?
Yes. Your initial statement's exactly correct. Rockingham would have been perfect. Rockingham wanted it. The people in Salem wanted it. Are there other sites? Absolutely. Absolutely there are other sites.
Do you have some other sites that you could clue us in on?
Well, I think the situation in Loudoun, the racetrack in Loudoun, another perfect location. There are other locations along the border that would be applicable at this point in time.
Now, there seems to be a general sense in Concord, as we're talking about a new state budget getting underway, that state finances are in pretty good shape overall. Revenues are ahead of budget. There's talk of a surplus.
Yep.
Does that lack of a financial, crisis, is that incentive missing right now? Does it make it a harder sell for a casino bill?
Well, a casino bill has always been a tough sell, regardless of whether you have money or you don't have money. It's a wonderful thing to have a surplus, but how about funding things that need to be funded? There are a number of things that are underfunded. We're looking at a deficit at Health and Human Services. That could be as much as $65 million. So there's always a need for revenue. We'd like to produce revenue in a non-taxing fashion. And again, we present an opportunity for that to happen, and to happen at a time, in a place, when it's absolutely appropriate. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and the reaction to expanded gaming is the social situation. Well, we're going to cause this, we're going to cause that, ba-bee-ba-ba. We already have charitable gaming in the state, maybe at a rate of about $200 million, and the state gets very little in terms of revenue.
So you don't give a lot of credence to people's opposition and people who see this as a moral issue, as an issue for we don't want to be a destination for expanded gambling, that our tourism industry has done well without it. You don't give any much credence to that.
Well, Las Vegas does pretty well with gambling. And hasn't hurt the tourist industry at all.
I would venture to guess a lot of Granite Staters don't want to become Las Vegas, however.
Well, a lot of Granite Staters want to remain what it is, and that's why for 100 years we had racing at Rockingham Park. There were a lot of people that didn't want horse racing at Rockingham Park, but it represented about 7% of the operating budget when it was up and going.
Senator Lou D'Alessandro, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.